there are times in our lives where we come across an opportunity that just seems to be too good to be true. Normally happens when you share your goals and dreams and what you're looking to do or something about yourself. And then out of nowhere, there's an opportunity that presents itself that closely aligns with what you need, what you're looking for. We do a resume, we put who we are, we kind of bare our souls. Then someone who's looking for skill set will get in contact with you. And at the interview, it seems like it's a perfect match. It smiles and giggles and pats on the back. Everything you're looking for is right there, and you can't believe how lucky you are. Until the first week, or maybe even the first day at the job, you realize, oh my goodness, I made a mistake. Whatever happened to working, you know, with my skill set and my pace, whatever happened to things that you lined in your resume? Let's face it, there's nothing perfect in this world. There's give and takes, and there's hidden agendas. And your decision is, once you see the hidden agenda, what do you do? Do you go with it, or do you turn it and leave? That's the question. What do you do? What would happen if you knew all the backstories of the company? You know the dirty details, you know the truth. And a lot of times this can come from a friend who's working at the same place. They kind of gives you the down and dirty, and based on that, you're deciding whether or not you want to work for that company. You may put your resume in, may accept the job offer, and you may walk away. So the idea behind it is try to align yourself as closely with what you want to do or who you want to work with. And that only really comes down to, do you know the details? Do you know the backstory? Do you know what's happening behind the scenes? That's what it comes down to. Until you have that, the decision you're making may not be a true decision in your favor. We're Military Illumination, and I'm your host, Gary. And we're going to be talking about those kind of things, Gary. We're going to talk about their recruiting practices. We're going to share some insight, their recruiting process, the lifestyles, the things that, the gotchas, everything you need to make an informed decision throughout our podcast. We're going to be touching on it, giving some insight through stories, through experiences, my experiences, through the experience of other military people. And I'm not the only voice out there that's talking about, that's illuminating the dark side of the military. There's plenty of them out there if you just look. Be unafraid to just step out and to find the answers for yourself and not rely on the military recruiter, not rely on the military advertising. Military, I'm a military veteran, 8 years, 5 months, 28 days and 7 hours. I learned firsthand, it was 5 months into my military career that I realized I had made a mistake. So then you ask yourself, well, why do you stay in for those? Well, I'll share that with you along the way and how I ended up doing that those many years. And so this podcast is for anyone who's been thinking about the military, maybe currently in the military, a family, a parent, a friend. Everyone can benefit from this information. Because at some of your, especially if you're what the recruiter for means that low income, things like benefits, like colleges, anything like that, that can attract them to you. You're a young person coming out of high school, not sure what you want to do. This is especially for you. Because the military option is just that. It's an option thing. Until you look at every option you have, you're young. You got your whole life ahead of you. Does it make sense to give up 8 years of your life? Or would you prefer to have the freedom to come and go as you choose, the freedom to make your own decisions, and the freedom to take action in your best interest when the iron is hot, when you have momentum? Military Illumination, All we're doing is turning lights on to things that are out there for your for you to investigate, to look at, and to really see if the military option is truly something that that's going to benefit you. I look forward to sharing. I look forward to sharing outside resources. I just look forward to just sharing what I know, that after 30 years of dealing with this situation, moving back and forth, that I can share with you and help you make the decision that's going to benefit you. So we will be making progress towards your future. Have a great day. Bye.